Good morning. This is Anthony Williams, and welcome to the International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. And we're just excited about being here with you today. And we do apologize for these little technical difficulties, but we're going to start rolling here in just 1 second. I hope everyone's having a great morning. It's a beautiful day here in South Florida, and I'm enjoying this weather as it's starting to change here. It's getting a little cooler, but not cold, because nobody in South Florida wants cold weather, and nobody from up north who came to South Florida wants cold weather. So we hope you're going to enjoy our show. We're going to be with you in just 2 more seconds, and we'll be ready. So if you're out there listening and you're in the chat room, please put your notes in there. Rufus is going to be manning our chat room today, and we're going to get it going here. So we're part of the International Mastermind Association. If you don't know what International Mastermind Association is, please go to our website at www.internationalmasterminders.com or join us on Facebook at the same name, International Mastermind Association. So thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for joining us this morning. We see there's plenty of callers out there. So we want to tell you right now, we are on the air. So, you know, Facebook your family, your friends, let them know that we're on the air and that they can call in to the show at 661-554-9219, or they can join us on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, plural with an S. So we want to give a shout-out. We know that our founder and president, Mrs. Ann McNeil, is on the line today listening to us. Thank you, Ann, and thank you for your instructions getting this new group. We're the new group today, so we're still kind of figuring things out. And Ann McNeil is the master builder, building masterminds. So we want to thank you so much. And we want to just tell you a little bit about our group as we're waiting for our third host, Rufus. I don't think Rufus got my text, Beatrice, so if you can text him to go ahead and call me, and I'll get him hooked up to the call. Thank you so much. But International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for coordination, knowledge, and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share the knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. So if you are not a masterminder, we actually want to recommend and really compel you, and the Bible sometimes say we beseech you to become a masterminder. It will certainly change your life. We want to make some announcements, and one of the most important announcements is that our annual meeting, the meeting of the minds, will be Friday, January the 6th, and Saturday, January the 7th at the Embassy Suites in beautiful Boca Raton here in South Florida. When it's snowing, cold, you can't get through traffic, your car won't start, all of that stuff, you can come to Florida where the sun is still shining and it's beautiful outside. The room rates are $109 per night, and the registration is $75 if you register by December the 17th, and that includes a continental breakfast and the lunch on Saturday. On Friday night, we have our annual meet and greet of our success tables and all of our members. They'll be setting up tables to display items, pictures, books, anything that will tell the story of their annual accomplishments. You also get the opportunity to meet 12 or more published authors who have used the principles, practices, and processes of IMA and masterminding to make their dreams of being authors come true or other things that they've aspired to do. So we want you to join us and come on down to South Florida and hang out with us Friday night and Saturday for our annual meeting. It promises to be like no other annual meeting that you have ever attended. So why don't you come on down and join us? So at this time, we're going to ask that Beatrice, good morning, Beatrice.
Good morning, Angela.
And we want to just, Beatrice is actually our group leader, so Beatrice is going to tell you a little bit today. Since we're going to be spending the next first, you know, five Saturday mornings with you, I think we ought to get to know each other. There's nothing more impersonal than spending a bunch of time with someone that you don't know anything about. So why don't you go ahead, Beatrice, and share the information that you have. And we're this is our group leader. She actually leads us. And, again, we're the anointed masterminders, and we're anointed for success.
Well, first of all, before we get started, I want to be sure that we have our man, Rufus Curry, Jr., on the line. Rufus, are you there?
I am here right out of Bushy Tail, and a man in the chat room. And I need to have some company in there because it's lonely over here. I'm going to show some chat room.
All right, so we got our masterminders on. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about our group. As you know, we're the Anointed Masterminders. We've been meeting for 4 years. For the first 3 years, we met 5 times a day at 7 a.m. Normally, we're supposed to end at 7:30, but, hey, we're a group that loves to talk, so there are times where we spend a lot more time on the phone helping each other to focus on our goals, accomplishing what we set out every day, every week, every year, and for years to come. This year, we went to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We spend time really honing in on what we want to accomplish. We pray for each other. We provide each other guidance. Sometimes we even say, hey, Angela, didn't you tell me you were going to do this? Why haven't you done it yet? What can I do to help you in doing what it is that you have set as a goal? We also meet face-to-face twice a year, and just last Saturday, we had our own annual meeting. We attend each other's events because, you know, Angela and Rufus, they get awards, they give speeches all over town, and we attend those as well. And we also identify workshops, meetings that are important to the three of us, and we go as a group so that we can learn and continue to expand our knowledge about so many things, whether it's social media, sales, writing books. So we also come together at some key events. Let me first tell you about Angela. She has a full-time job. She's the director of customer service for Taylor & Francis. But not only that, she's the president of A Girl and Her Pearls, her baby. This is an amazing organization that helps young women. She does programs all over the country. She has a monthly call, a newsletter just for girls, and the goal is to really help girls to value their pearls, from honesty to chastity, and just really to be productive, poised, confident women that really value the pearls of life. She's also a published author. She has a book, 10 Days to a Spiritual Awakening. I know when we first met, that was the first book I read, and it really helped me to grow spiritually. And with A Girl and Her Pearls, she has a workbook, an affirmation, and she's just doing some amazing things. This has been a productive year for Angela. She was accepted into a national leadership program for a year. Also, she just received an award from the AKAs that recognize women of achievement, and we were all there cheering her on. Let me tell you a little bit about Rufus. So much I can say about Angela, but you'll get a chance to continue to get to know us over the next 5 weeks. Rufus is the man. There's three of us, but we only have one man, and, you know, it's great to have a man's voice into our goals, and sometimes he gives us a reality check. But what his role in our group is to just really inspire us. Rufus makes us feel like there's just nothing that we can't do. Full-time, he is a teacher at Broward Public Schools, and we're really happy about that because we need more men in our schools. Our black kids, particularly our males, need to see other black men teaching them and guiding them. He is the president of Be Real Productions. He's an author of 2 books, and his latest book that you'll be able to get before the end of the year is Raising Champions. And, yes, Rufus and his beautiful wife have raised two champions. He has a daughter and a son, Micah and Brianna, and he's going to be, in his book, he's going to be sharing how to raise children that are productive, that are reaching their goals, and just keep letting us know what he's learned having been in the school system for some time. And also, too, we're thankful to Rufus because he's also in the military. I hope I got this right. You're a lieutenant colonel, right, Rufus?
Correct.
All right, and serving our country and keeping us safe, and we're really proud of him because we, you know, he's just doing so many things. He's a motivational speaker. He writes. He's in the military. He's trying to find ways all the time to inspire people. He loves film, and he keeps us, you know, just excited about our goals. And, you know, every morning when we get off the phone with Rufus, we feel like, hey, there's nothing we can't do. A little bit about me. I am the president of the Southern Florida Minority Supply Development Council. We help minority businesses to do business with corporate America, governmental, and educational institutions. Probably what I'm most focused on right now is my favorite charity, the Little Haiti Optimist Club, where I'm very involved in helping children that live in Little Haiti to reach academic and life excellence. I have been masterminding with Rufus and Angela, and this has been, I would say, probably four of the most productive years of my life because I've got this group of people that care about me, what I want to do, and to help me achieve my goals. And I really feel like I've been able to accomplish so much with their guidance, with their prayer, and with their support. So that's a little bit about our group. And if you're out there, you know, say hello. Raise your hand by pushing 1 on your phone, join our chat line, and, you know, text somebody, call somebody and say, hey, the Anointed Masterminders are on the International Masterminders Association blog talk sharing about Think and Grow Rich and really helping others out there to reach their goals and to mastermind in 10 areas of their lives, which we'll talk a little bit more about. Rufus, let me turn it over to you.
Rufus, are you there?
We're focusing on a chapter in the book Think and Grow Rich, specialized knowledge, and we talk about, you know, it talks about the body of knowledge. We all have general knowledge, but then, you know, some of us out there maybe who knit, crochet, play basketball, what have you, that knowledge is specialized, and it is a narrow niche market or bandwidth of information inside your brain and in your knowledge base.
Rufus, before you move on, let's remember to review the three chapters that have already been discussed by our previous groups. The first step to riches is desire, the starting point of all achievement. Second step was faith, visualize, and belief in attainment of desire. And the third step was auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. So today we're going to be talking about chapter 4. So if you have your Think and Grow Rich book, we're starting on page number 75, specialized knowledge. And Rufus is going to be kind of leading us through this. We're going to have some group discussion. So Rufus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's pick it up from there. We want to make sure they know where we're at. If you have your book, if you have a question or a comment at this time, don't forget you can press 1, raise your hand. We'll bring you in. But we're going to start at specialized knowledge. And Rufus, for some reason, you're sounding kind of low when you're talking, so let's so make sure everyone can hear you. So we're on page 75, specialized knowledge, in Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. All right, Rufus.
Okay. What we're going to do, I changed some equipment there. We're in this killer studio that we have here. And can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
It's better to go low-tech sometimes. Just because something is new doesn't necessarily make it better.
Not at all.
So I'm old school now. Hey, what we're doing with specialized knowledge, we look at this, and a lot of times we say, well, you know, I know this. How does what I know apply? How can I do it? It even talks about where we're there and we're dissatisfied, we're in a job, we like what we do. You know, as an educator, I love working with kids, I love inspiring kids, and I love inspiring kids because of an experience that I had when I was in high school when I had an individual make an assessment of me and line out the reasons why I would never amount to much. And so my goal every day is to grab a kid, look him in the eye, and say, hey, man, hey, girl, you know, I expect you to be X, Y, Z, bigger, better, faster, stronger, you know what I mean? So with this specialized knowledge, you know, I love working with kids, but it's a lot of times the administrative part of being a teacher is the thing that causes the greatest discomfort with having it like that. So how do I take that specialized knowledge of interacting with kids, motivating, inspiring, and what have you, and put that into action? So because it says, you know, on page 75, and it talks about where when the intro, it says, you know, knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through the practical plans and actions of the definite end of accumulating money. And, you know, when we hear that come up a lot of times, we talk about the accumulation of money, and, you know, depending on where we come from, it's kind of sacrilegious because, you know, we've been taught this twisted quote from the Bible, which is a misquote, which is money is the root of all evil. And it's not that the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's it.
It's an intangible object. Money is something that we can use to fix a problem. When Bill Gates sees something, he just takes his money and applies it to that problem and does what he can do to fix it. So we can all do the same thing.
Can I interject here, Rufus?
Please.
And that statement is not only true for money. It says general or specified money, you know, general knowledge will not attract money. But general knowledge will not attract any success. You need to be specialized or have some, you know, some special knowledge even to be successful in anything, in not just obtaining money, but in being successful in life. So, you know, I think that it's not just money we're talking about here, even though it keeps saying money, but we're talking about success overall. And it says the plan of action, a definite end, being organized, directed, practical. What that's talking about is applying knowledge, because gaining knowledge and then not applying it is really useless to us as people. And I think we hear that term a lot. What do they say? Knowledge is power. But knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. And the same goes for success and making money. If you learn to do the stocks and you don't go do stocks, then you're not going to make any money off the stocks. So it's applied knowledge, and this principle applies to everything for being successful.
Exactly. You know, that is a misnomer. You're right, Angela. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is only potential power. You know, it becomes power only when and if it is organized into a definite plan of action and directed to a definite end. So when we look at that, I look around, I was speaking – had a meeting with a cousin of mine the other night, and he's an attorney, and he hates it. So the thing I started working with him, he's a young guy, a couple of months ago, and telling him, look, here's what I want you to do. You know, a lot of times because we think because we're busy, we're being productive. A lot of times when we're being busy, we're basically just, how should I say it, we're anesthetizing ourselves. We're basically taking a large dose of Novocaine, or drinking some NyQuil, and we're numbing the effects of our present condition in life, excuse me, so that we don't feel it. So what I told him to do is I wanted him to take a half hour out of his day to sit and just look around the workplace, look around your environment as you're driving home and coming back, and look at a problem, find problems, and try to figure out how you can apply your specific knowledge to those problems and try to solve a problem. And when you begin to think like that, and the application of your specific knowledge, your specialized knowledge, excuse me, he's an attorney, he called back and he's giving me all these, man, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. Now he's excited because now he's doing a solid 9 to 5, but he's excited about the outlet in the specified use of the base of his knowledge and his interest, which is, you know, being a legal, he will be an attorney, and he can see where there's actually something in being valuable in being an attorney where he can get excited about. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, at the bottom of page 75, as we continue to walk through the book and this chapter on specialized knowledge, It says, how to organize and use knowledge after acquired is probably one of the biggest problems in most systems. And that is so true. And that's why as masterminders, we have accountability partners because, you know, you gain knowledge or you set goals or whatever you're doing, you got to have someone that holds you accountable. Well, the same thing is true when you have the knowledge that you use. You got to start doing something with it. And having even a mastermind partner with all this, you get these degrees and you learn these systems, someone that's going to hold you accountable to using the knowledge that you have gained. As Dee mentioned, I'm in a leadership program, and one of the things that they do when we're done in next April is that they give us a mentor after that so that they'll follow us for another whole year to make sure that we're utilizing all of the resources and information, the stuff that we've learned over the 8 months that we're in the program. So you gotta you organize this stuff and you gotta begin to use the knowledge that you've acquired, because acquiring it is no good if you don't use it. So I like when he said that in the book.
Yeah, well, he talks speaking in terms of education, there are many forms of education. You know, I have kids that I teach high school, and they're like, oh, man, I hate school. I don't want to be here. I want to get tired of education. And I tell the kids, look, whether you choose a life of success and fame or you choose a life of crime, there's an education system in both paths. Whether you're going to be a criminal or you're going to join a criminal enterprise, if the guy's a smart businessman, he's going to educate you to his criminal enterprise. If you're going to go to college or go to the military or start your own business, there's an educational component that goes along with it. So education, you can't get away from it. And Napoleon Hill was talking about the ignorant man who made a fortune. He was talking about Henry Ford and how Henry Ford didn't have all of this advanced education in the whole nine yards. And it says that an educated person is one who has so developed the faculties of their mind that they may acquire anything they want, that he or she wants, or it's equivalent without violating the rights of others. And Henry Ford had gone to court, and he, because the publisher of a newspaper allowed an editorial to be printed that said that Henry Ford was ignorant, and he took a great exception to that. And he said that the paper was liable because they misrepresented him. And he said to the guy that any man who is educated, who knows where to get knowledge when he needs it and how to organize the knowledge into a definite plan. And Henry Ford was basically told the guy, look, I have on my desk in my office, I have a series of buttons, electrical buttons. And he says that anything that I need to know about, I can press either of these buttons and I can access an individual who can give me the answer to the questions that are in front of me. Essentially what that was Henry Ford's mastermind, and he had individuals who were working with him. And, you know, you can study for years and still not, you can amass a great deal of knowledge, but is it really necessary for you to know everything? I am made smarter by my association with my mastermind organization. I have access to Angela's brain and Beatrice's brain. They have access to my brain. And there's not a need to know everything, because even if it's something publishing or business or what do I need, what do you recommend, you know, what do I need to do, even from getting a female or a male perspective, you know, is a beautiful thing as well. So you can get all the knowledge you need from your associations and in the mastermind piece, and that makes me extremely productive.
I know. I read that story on page 76. Now, at the end of the story, it talks about the lawyer and the whole thing. On page 77, it says that any person is educated who knows where to get knowledge when it is needed and how to organize that knowledge into a definite plan of action. And then it makes the reference that through the systems of his mastermind group, Henry Ford had it at his command. So those people were actually Henry Ford's mastermind partners. So I just found that just an amazing piece of information that, you know, at that time, whether it's the beginning of the last century, Henry Ford had a mastermind group. He was masterminding with people. His success was not just based on his knowledge, but he had a group of people that helped him to accomplish the goals and the vision that he saw as the, you know, the father of the Ford line. So that was quite incredible for me.
Well, the interesting thing. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if there's anybody out there at this point, you know, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 on your phone if you've got a comment or a question. If you're following us, we're in a mastermind book now on page 77. Please go ahead. We'll take your call or listen to your comment if you want to at this time. If not, Rufus, you can go ahead. If I see a hand, I'll let you know.
I'm going to issue this challenge out there. Now, come on. Now, we're massive. If you're masterminding and you're talking about changing your life, I sent a post out the other day. And the question that I asked was this, and I asked my students and I asked myself, and is this. Today is the 3rd of December, 2011. Where will you be and what will your life be on the 3rd of December, 2012? And you can't get there being shy. It says in Scripture that you have not because you ask not. So you can't be shy. We are social beings and you have to come on out. So what I'm going to do is, first, I want people, if you're logging in or you want to raise your hand and ask a question, but I need the person who is the farthest away geographically from where we are in sunny South Florida to log in to speak up. And whoever's the person that's the farthest away, I'm going to give a copy of my new book, Raising Champions, Coaching Children into Responsible Adulthood. It's so hot, it's on the press right now. I don't even have a copy, but as soon as I get one in, I will pass him on to you. So whoever's the farthest person from the farthest location, so just jump in there. Excuse me, but you're right. And it talks about, we talk about that knowledge. We talk about, you know, even how he, Napoleon Hill, who basically was set on a journey to write this book by the industrialist Andrew Carnegie. And Andrew Carnegie, if you ever get a chance to get beyond this book and read The Wisdom of Andrew Carnegie as Told to Napoleon Hill, which is the original verbatim interview where Napoleon Hill, who was a journalist, sitting down and talking to Andrew Carnegie. And in Andrew's opinion, the first example of a mastermind, in his opinion, was the mastermind relationship between Jesus Christ and the disciples. And he was saying how they were going back and forth. He said, well, this is Christ. He didn't ask many questions. He did say, hey, who do men say I am? Well, you know, what do they think? You know, he was asking for information as well. And they were passing information back and forth. And because of his association with the disciples, he was able to go out and affect a change that's rippling throughout the world until this day. And the inspiration to a degree, a large part of one of the best-selling book in the history of mankind. But what he was saying in here is that association is incredibly valuable, but it also talks about knowing, you know, if you don't have the mastermind, your mastermind may not have a specific seat of knowledge or access to knowledge, but it also talks about it pays to know how to purchase knowledge. And he talks about advanced education and what have you like that. You know, nowadays we have folks that are going out there. No, and no knock on education, because I'm a big supporter of education. We have individuals that are going out and they are acquiring degrees, you know, master's degrees, PhDs, what have you like that. And some folks, you know, it makes it look good. You know, it makes me more marketable. That's a lot of work to be more marketable. But he also was talking about how you to evaluate the base of knowledge that you're going to purchase. Okay, you're going to get a master's degree. Is it the tag master's degree that you're hanging on the back of your name, your objective, or is it the body of knowledge that you're getting? You know, and if that's the case, maybe the master's degree, your money would be better spent somewhere else, towards your definite end purpose which is launching your plan and your idea and putting yourself in a position to generate these funds, or to create and to create the life that you desire to live. You know,
Rufus, I also want to share that, as you know, and in the chapter it talks about success and failure is largely the result of habit. Yes, there's specialized education. There's, you know, going to school, attaining it. But, you know, the things that you do daily that improve your skills, that improves your knowledge, improves your success, they say that if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. And in Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Story of Success, he talks about the theory of 10,000 hours and how if someone does something for 10,000 hours, they become the master of it. You know, if it's an instrument, or as he talks about Bill Gates and Microsoft in terms of him programming, he's a master programmer because he started it as a child. And people need to understand that failure and success is the habits that you have. And one of the great habits that we have as a group is we're getting together, we're focused on our goals, we're focused on 10 areas of our life, we're focused on accountability, and that is helping us achieve success. I also want to remind our listeners about the areas that we focus on. You know, what is that blueprint? What are the areas that we're focusing on to ensure that we are successful? And we always put spiritual at the very top, spiritual goals, personal, financial, business, professional, recreational, health, family, creative, educational, and civic. Those are the areas that we're working to achieve success in.
Well, something else that was said in the book on page 78 is that it reminded us is that Thomas Edison only had 3 months of formal education, but he was a masterminder. And so Henry Ford had less than a sixth grade education, but he managed to do pretty well by himself financially. But he had a specialized knowledge, and he saw that vision in his head about the automobile, and then he used his group of mastermind partners to help him make it a reality. So Beatrice, thank you for bringing that out, is that a habit. Anything you do for 21 days and then 10,000 hours makes you a master at it. It's about doing it. It's about learning something or knowing something and then applying it and doing it is what will make you successful at it. Don't let little things stop you or hinder you from being successful in life. But also get a mastermind partner. We definitely want you to know that having someone to keep you accountable to your goals and these 10 areas, and, of course, she said spiritual was number one. If we keep first things first, everything else will fall in place. Rufus, on page 78, it says it pays to know how to purchase your knowledge, and you kind of talked about that. But there was something that was said on page 79 that I highlighted. Successful people in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. So whatever it is that you want to do, you have to get knowledge about it. I want to say something that Dr. Tina Dupree says a lot. She says that if you're in any industry, I don't care if it's education, speaking, whatever it is, you should be a member of that organization and get their newsletter or their magazine, whatever they send out, and you should continue to learn because you never are too old to learn, first of all, and you're never so good that you don't need to know something else. You always need a refocus, refresh, renew, revive, regenerate your way of thinking. So keep learning about the profession. Keep learning about what it is that you're believing you want to do. That is so important. Keep attending conferences and conventions. And whatever it is it's going to take, like we're going to the annual meeting for Mastermind because we want to stay connected to other people that are masterminding, other people that are doing great things. Let's move on because time is getting away from us. We're at about 20 minutes before 9. One of the subtopics, Rufus, was specialists are the most sought after. Why don't we talk about that? Because we've heard someone say that when you write a book, you become an expert in the field, and then people consider you the expert. So then people start to seek you for speaking engagements, and we know we can relate to that. That's even happened to us. But when you are special, when you specialize in a subject matter, then you're the most we thought of. So let's move to that area and start going from there, Rufus.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, all of us have a basic knowledge of wherever your workplace may be. I'm a teacher at a high school. As on my other aspect of my life, I'm a soldier in the United States Army. I'm an officer, and I have a general knowledge of lots of different things, skills, and ways of doing business in the military, and as an educator. But the thing is I specialized initially in mechanized warfare, then I specialized in unorthodox warfare or some special operations. And the specialty is the thing that makes you attractive and that make folks come to you or pay you a higher dollar or what have you like that. So when you look at even a football team, you know, everybody on the football team can throw the ball, but you have one guy who specializes in it, and we'll make him the quarterback. One guy who specializes in catching the ball, we'll make him the wide receiver. And the other guy who specializes in tackling those guys and beating them up, and we'll make him the defensive player. So, you know, the specialization is the thing that actually, even in the NFL, using the NFL analogy, allows you to go to the table and say, look, hey, nobody catches like I catch.
Exactly. Wait a minute. I think we've got someone with their hand up. So why don't we take one of our callers? We want to get our listening audience involved. If you're calling from area code 813 and your last four digits are 5638, we're going to bring you on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a question for us or a comment this morning?
Yes. First of all, my name is Sophia, and I had heard about the call on Facebook by Ms. Ann Williams. The question is, I keep hearing you speak of this book. I can't get the author's name and the full title of the book.
Okay, let me give it to everyone again. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, and there are many, many versions out there. Now, Amazon has the one that we're using. Local bookstores don't seem to cover it. To carry it, rather. It's Think and Grow Rich. It's the original version restored and revised. And let me give you the ISBN number. 1-159-330-2002. And I know that Amazon carries because we order for new members when they join our organization and we have it shipped to them. So that's 1-159-330-2002. And it's one of the preferences for our organization is that everybody has to read this book, Thinking We're Rich. And then there's another one if you want to go get a great book. It's very small. This book is a few hundred pages, but it's a good read, 350-some pages or 60-some pages. But there's another one, The Glenn Bland Plan, Success, The Glenn Bland Plan. That's a great little book to read, to carry your purse, to really they go hand in hand. Both are really good books. But this is the book we're going to be using every Saturday morning until we're finishing it on our show. So our group will be trying to cover three chapters over the next, if we can get through this chapter, over the next 5 weeks. And give us your name again, Sophia.
Sophia Baker.
Thank you. Hi, Sophia.
Welcome, Sophia Baker from Tampa area.
Yes, Tampa. How's my girl doing?
Doing pretty good. It's kind of cool, but the weather's beautiful, as you stated, and this call has really been a blessing because this is where I'm at in my life right now. I need to refocus and get my goals on track. So
That far, Sophia. You need to come on over to our annual meeting in January.
I'll look into it.
Please do, January 6th and 7th. Glad to have you on.
Looking forward to meeting you there, Sophia. You know, from one of my, that's a character from one of my favorite movies, The Color Purple, Sophia. Anyway, but hey,
I also wanted to share, you know, we're only, what,
28 days.
I'm thinking about the 25th and not the 31st.
Yes.
Okay, but we're only 28 days, thank you for that math, okay, from the start of a new year. And a lot of us sort of take inventory and we ask ourselves,
what have we done? What have we accomplished? You know, when the year kicked off, we were excited. We said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We're going to lose this much weight. We're going to learn this. We're going to read this many books. And what we do with masterminding is really focus on those 10 areas of our lives and very specifically, what do we want to accomplish? And from our meeting on Saturday, Rufus and I and Angela met face-to-face. That was our annual meeting. What I realized is that my goals, they were there, but they weren't quantifiable enough. How many times? How much money? You know, how many people do I want to reach? Who are those people? Where are the places that I want to go? So as you begin to think about what do I want to accomplish next year in 2012, take inventory of your life in 2011 and where you are, and to begin to plan and begin to focus on how you are going to accomplish your goals. And definitely getting a partner, masterminding, attending our annual meeting is a great start.
And I want to say, Sophia, we have a survey, and for all of our listeners, we have a survey that allows you to look at your life. You take it and you answer all these questions about what did you do, what did you do, what did you do, yes, no, how many. And it helps you to look at in one page or two pages what you did do and what you didn't do, and then that way it helps you to be able to establish your goals for the upcoming year. All the no's you want to turn to yeses, as Ann McNeil would say. They should become yeses the next year. So we've got a couple other callers. Sophia, thank you. You know you can always reach out to me, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take our next call. We do have another person. Let's go to, if your area code ends with 561 and your last four digits are 6481, we're going to bring you on the line next.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Masterminds, and my question is, does this process work for youth and children? And if so, how?
Does it work for adults and children? Is that your question?
Yes, for children, youth and children, yes. And if so, how?
For youth and children. Yes, we do have a youth group for International Masterminders, and it does work for children, but it has to be done on their level. They have to have someone who has patience to sit down and help them to develop their goals. We have people like Malachi. We have, I can't think of Mia's son's name right now, who's been using the process. And we have a whole group of young people that meet that are using the mastermind process. Their book to set goals is helping them to be better in school, to be more manageable. I love to hear Mia's son, Stefan. Thank you. His name just came in my mind. Stefan. When he does his affirmation about he's going to be a better student, he's going to be a respectable young man. And guess what? He was doing that two summers ago. When you meet Stefan, he was at an event I was at our annual youth conference, and he is a respectable young man. He is very well-spoken. He is doing great things. Our own Malachi wrote his book, and that's because he's been masterminding. Look at as a matter of fact, Ione McNeil. She's been masterminding since she was like 7 or 8 years old. She's recently graduated last year from Howard, doing great things, working on her master's. So the principles of masterminding can work for children. They just got to have someone that can coach them through it, sit down with them, and then they need to get an accountability partner, if it be their parents or someone that, or another youth or a mastermind leader that can help them and hold them responsible to their goals. Does that answer your question, caller? A.M. McNeil?
Angela, also I wanted to say the earlier you start your kids setting goals, focusing on their accomplishments, the better. They definitely, I've seen this now among our youth group, you know, just how focused they are on their success. And setting a plan. You know, my mom used to say, you know, if you're just in the wind, a feather in the wind, you'll go anywhere. But these kids seem to have so much more focus and direction, and there's nothing like that, you know, starting early, because then it becomes a great habit that they continue as adults in achieving their goals.
Awesome. All right, is this the end? Did we answer your question?
Absolutely. And this is Sharon Jackson, and I was so thankful that you did mention about the Youth International Mastermind. Ann and I are listening from the same phone. The reason why I wanted to get on for a few seconds is because I wanted to indicate that we do have a very active youth mastermind group, that there are about 10 youth that ranging from 8 to 18, and you're correct, it has impacted them in terms of their grades, in terms of their character, in terms of their activities in school, and their participation with their family. So what I would like to do is make sure that I put it out there, not only for your listeners to join the International Mastermind, but to get their youth involved in the international, in the youth IMA group. It will make a difference in their family's lives.
Awesome. Thank you, Sharon. It will. I know that we had a young man, I can't remember his first name, his name was Jackson down in Miami when he was masterminding with Nefreda Thomas, and we saw that young man's life change so drastically. Actually, the children in that family's life changed so drastically when they began to mastermind. And then when they started to get around other young people that were masterminding and wanting to do great things, wanting to improve their grades, didn't care about being different in the sense of wanting to excel. So it's very important to get your child involved in it, and if they can get involved in a mastermind group with another two or three children, it would be awesome. So thank you, ladies. We've got another caller. Is that it from that phone line there?
Oh.
All right, Sharon and Ann, you guys drive careful. We hear you guys on the road.
Excuse me, one more thing. The Youth Mastermind also have a blog talk the first Sunday of the month at 5 o'clock. There is a blog talk tomorrow. Monet Turner is going to be our host, and the number is 712. So the meeting number is 926634.
Sorry, Sharon, I'm sorry. This is Ann McNeil. We wanted to just make sure that, see, the blog talk that Sharon is talking about is the same number we're on right now. So all of the listeners just come on the same blog talk number for the youth. But Sharon Jackson meets with the youth every Sunday at 5 p.m., and the call-in number for that is 712-432-1620. 712-432-1620, and
That's the number to call in if you want your child to mastermind. But the blog talk number for them is the same as the one we're on now for our youth.
That's correct. But to give them the password also for the
regular
call-in.
It's 926-634. Yes, I'm going to give them the number because I know what number you're giving them now because you guys have got the background going on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so 926-634. All right, so our youth mastermind group will be meeting tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and you can call in. Excuse me? I think they're talking in the car. All right, we're going to take the next call, and then we'll get all the information and give it out for those of you that have children who would like to listen to the blog talk for the youth as well as join one of their conference calls for their meeting. Thanks, Ann and Sharon. Have a good one. All right, we've got one more call, and we want to take them. They're calling, I think, from the Jacksonville area, 904 area code, and the last four numbers are 8310. You're on live with Angela, Beatrice, and Rufus. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, Angela. This is Cheryl.
Cheryl Wright Lawson?
Lawson Wright, yes, ma'am.
Lawson
Wright,
hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Hey, I am wonderful. And
oh,
what
thank
I
you
wanted
for
to,
listening.
Yes, ma'am. I saw it this morning, time I woke up, and I'm like, I will start my morning with my sister and her partners.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But
you
what
have
I
a
wanted to do
or comment?
Comment and answer Rufus' question. He asked, where would we be? He was saying, you know, asking students that, so I'm a student of you all now.
Okay.
A year from today, I will be a published author. And,
awesome.
an effective life coach, and my specialty area will be encouraging women who are broken due to abuse, divorce, infidelity, and letting them know that there is life after all of that, and encouraging
wow.
them that they have to find their true identity in order to define their place in life. So that's where I will be. That will be my specialty.
Go ahead, my brother.
If
you don't have an intense health and fitness program, I need you to start one right now, because the field that you're going into, you got a lot of work to do.
Yes,
so
I know. I get phone calls from, yes. And my confirmation is I've gotten phone calls from friends in New York, California, and they're, you know, just calling out to me, and I'm sitting on the phone, and God is like, you have it. I've given it to you. You're doing it. It's okay to do it for free, but, you know, this is what your purpose.
Okay, now, Cheryl, I'm going to put you on the spot again, because Cheryl is in Jacksonville. Cheryl, I want you to know my sister Cheryl moved from Jacksonville. She's home with me now. She just moved.
Yes,
again.
I saw that. Yes. Congratulations.
But listen, Cheryl is right in Jacksonville. Cheryl, you could actually come down for the annual meeting January 6th and 7th, and since South Florida is your home.
I have that noted. I'll be making plans to try to get there. I have that note also.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, my sister, my girlfriend. I appreciate your support. You don't mind if I tell our listening audience that you are also a breast a breast cancer survivor. Yay! So all the hugs and kisses right now, please do a little high five. We thank God for her making it through that journey and being able to be on this call with us today.
Yes.
That brings us right to what it talked about. It talked about, it says a simple idea that paid off. It talked about specialized knowledge plus imagination. Specialized knowledge plus a little imagination could be an industry, could be a company, could be a job, could be a book, could be a newspaper, could be a social movement. You understand what I'm saying? So just like that, she took something that was unique to her and combined it with an opportunity. The thing that she was also, Cheryl, is she was open and she was sensitive to what was going on around her, and she was able to, you know, palpate the need that was there. Now, most people would just say, man, I talk to people all the time, and I get people calling me about this, and they just move on. It would just be conversations that they had. But you had the position and the vision to sit back and look at what was going on around you, the experience you were having, put a little imagination to it. Now, boom, okay, you see an outlet.
Yes.
As an outlet. To other people, somebody else, it was just a conversation. To you,
right.
Something else.
All right, so Cheryl, we've got your one of your 2012 goals, and now Beatrice and Rufus, and I've heard this goal, and we're going to be keeping it on our list, and we're going to be asking you about it every 3 months. Where are you at in making this happen, so that when we talk again, I'm hosting the blog talk show next December, you'll be able to call into them and say, hey, a year ago, the Anointed Masterminders were on your blog talk radio show, and I put it out there via internet so everyone can hear that I'm going to be a published author, I'm going to be a life coach, and I'm going to be helping women to heal and from their brokenness and continue to move forward. Now, you know, there's a friend of mine on my page. Her name is Pat with the Double Team Mullins, and I don't know if she's on this page or another story, but she has a book, and you two might want to even collaborate, because you almost said the name of her book without saying it based on what you said. Her book is called Life After Divorce, Clean Slate.
Okay.
And that's what she talks about. There is life after divorce. There's life after brokenness. Mm-hmm. There's life after hurt and pain. So thank you so much, my friend.
And I do have the title already. I would like to share. I have you all as my accountability partners. My title is My J-O-B is Over. That is My Journey of Bondage.
Whoa.
Sounds like you need to certify her as a B-E-X or whatever you call it. What is it saying? M-T-E.
My J-O-B is Over, and J-O-B is Journey of Bondage.
Oh, I love it. We love it. Oh, my God.
that goes right along with one of the last subtitles in Think and Grow Rich's chapter that says, talks about dissatisfaction. You know, make dissatisfaction work for you, and how it does that. It said, the bottom is a monotonous and dreary, unprofitable place for any person. You know, that lowly beginning. You begin to look around when Andrew Carnegie, who's Scottish in origin, when he came here, he was working in a steel mill, shoveling steel ore.
Mm. Right.
He looked around and was like, man, it's got to be a better place. And I know all of us have been there. When I was in my senior year in high school, I was working under the Golden Arches, no knock on McDonald's. And I'm back there flipping burgers, grease everywhere, almost cut my finger off. And I looked around and I said, there's got to be something better than this.
All right, we've sparked something here today. Thank you, Cheryl. You actually opened
You're welcome.
At the beginning of the call. I didn't get to say it because we were late getting on because we were having some technical difficulties. But one of the things that was supposed to be said in my opening remarks was this group will be shaking things up a little this month, but by the end of each call, you will be glad you joined us. One of the things that we want to do real quickly, we still got a few more minutes, is we want to open up the line to people, just as Cheryl just did. We've got one goal from Sophia. She's going to start masterminding. So I already know that Sophia is reaching out to a couple people to get a mastermind partner. Cheryl has said she's going to do a book. She's going to become an author. She's going to become a life coach. If anybody else is out there, someone just took our challenge. Cheryl, we're going to say goodbye to you. You and I need to talk soon.
Yes.
But we're going to
yes.
bring our next caller in, and we want people to tell us, what are your goals for for 2012 by December 3rd? So we're going to bring our next caller in, and they're calling from the area code 305. Their last four digits are 1398. We're going to bring you on. You can make your comment, but you're going to make a comment. You're going to have to tell us one of your goals for next year. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Patrice. A pleasant good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Can you tell us who's calling?
This is Kurt Dyer speaking.
Kurt
from Miami,
Dyer.
Florida.
Awesome. You want to
How
make a
doing?
Comment or you have a question?
I have a question and a comment. How do I go about establishing a support mastermind group?
Well, we definitely can help you with that. You have to find some people that are like-minded, like you, so whatever your like mind is, people that are like you, that are willing to become partners with you and create a group and organize it. So you got to find like-minded because you want your group to have kindred spirits and you want to be able to get along with your group. Our group is very unique. Beatrice and Rufus and I, actually, I'd seen Beatrice a couple of times, but I didn't know her. And I don't think I've never seen Rufus, but maybe I had. But Ann McNeil brought us together. So Rufus, quickly tell them your Ann McNeil story, and then we're going to help this brother out.
Okay, let me tell you this. What's your name again, sir?
Kurt.
Kurt, look, avoid the impulse and the urging to create a man-only group. Let me save you that aggravation. Don't do it. Too many hairy chests in one group. You need to soften it up. You need some ladies in there because and Napoleon Hill talks about that. Andrew Carnegie talks about having a mixture because these ladies bring a completely different perspective. You got the hard and the soft there. And what I recommend is you do is you get the book, read the book, and as you go through, people will become they'll start being illuminated to you. You'll see people who you necessarily want to pull into your group, and they don't have to be family members. Sometimes it's hard to mastermind with family. Family is a wonderful thing, but you can't be trapped by biology. So you may have to pull somebody else in who is not of the same bloodline as you, Kurt, and to pull the group together, as you add on it. And then what I need you to do is to, as you read the book, look at the workings and the organization of a mastermind group and the things that people have to agree to. I talk about it in my new book, Raising Champions, and how you organize a group and manage it. And, man, let me tell you something. It will help you in ways that will absolutely blow your mind. Because here's the thing. You have an idea and you want to start something. Trust me. There are people in that you associate with and walk by every day as you go to work and come home that are looking for you to start this book. By starting your mastermind group, you are potentially going to save lives. You're going to expand the lives of other people, put shoes on children's feet, braces on their teeth, roofs over families' heads, and food on their table. You're going to help by starting your mastermind group. So, yeah, that's a lot. I put a lot of weight on your shoulders. So if you don't start it, those people who are waiting for you to start it, they potentially will go by the wayside.
Well, the thing that Rupert didn't, the thing that Rupert didn't tell you was he did try to start a man group and he tried to mastermind the brothers, and then he called Ann McNeil crying like a little, you know, looking for a mastermind group. And Ann McNeil, almost 4 years ago, because March will be 4 years, we've been masterminding together, directed Rufus to me, and then likewise Beatrice was looking for a group, and we all, the three of us, connected, and we've been connected at the hip ever since. And to tell you the truth, Rufus and Beatrice are probably two of my closest friends, because we talk about stuff every, number one, for 3 years, we talk Monday through Friday every morning, holidays included. The first year we were so crazy, we talked to Christmas, Thanksgiving, everything. But you can find, you gotta identify people that are like you, that will be potentially interested in starting a group with you and making it work, because these people become very close and intimate friends of yours. So you want this to be a group of harmony. You don't want it to be strife. So get the book. I've given out the ISBN number. Join us for this journey for the rest of the month, and join us. You're not that far at our annual meeting, and if you don't find some people before then, maybe there'll be some people at the annual meeting that you meet and have kindred spirits with, because we've had a couple groups that didn't know each other, and they got together, and they be just like us. They became a group, and everything worked out. So you can, you're on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Post your information on the International Mastermind Association page. You and I will become friends, and I'll make sure we connect with you so that we can get you started. We don't want you to fall to the wayside. But first thing is get the book. Second thing is start thinking about people that are like you. And if you can't find people that you think are like you that you want to be in a group with, join us in January, and we'll hopefully connect you with some people.
But Angela, the other thing I want to say is that iron sharpens iron.
You also want to
find people who have specialized skills, specialized knowledge that are going to make you better. They're going to challenge your goals, and they're going to make sure that they can assist you. It's important to also identify people who are focused, that are going places, and may just are having a challenge figuring out, you know, being accountable, or just a few more steps, or just the right group would allow them to see their vision clearer, and, you know, the right word, the right introduction. So you also want to find people that are strong within their own right, that will allow you to grow as well, because they will sharpen you throughout this process.
That's good piece
guys,
of advice.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Continue to follow us this month. We appreciate your listening and your support.
Right,
okay, so what's your goal? Wait a minute. Don't hang up, brother. What's your goal?
What is my goal is to start an enterprise, which already started the business plan, and I'm working on my widget. And
you're working on your widget. Awesome. All right.
You can sell a million widgets.
Yeah, so have a goal of how many widgets you're going to sell.
Are you inventing something?
Well,
or?
A million is a nice number, but I think I'm aiming for 10 million. So.
Yeah, think big. We like you, brother. Awesome. All right, Kurt, we thank you. Now, we're winding down because we are going to run out of time here in a few minutes. In about 15 or 20 minutes, we're going to run out of time, and Blog Talk is going to cut us off the air. What we want to do is, if there's anybody else that wants to raise their hand quickly, give us your goal, your name, and what your goal is so we can help you through our mastermind group. And if you join the group on the page and keep us posted on International Mastermind Association on what your goal is and what you're doing to acquire that goal. Kurt, we thank you so much. Keep listening. what you're going to do to acquire that goal, how you're going to reach it, let us know, because that's what we're going to start doing. Right now, we're going to continue chapter four next month. I got a brother on Facebook, Lauren Francis, maybe that's a lady, asking me what makes our group different from other groups. And, Lauren, you're on. So if you're on, she says, I got in, so that means you're in somewhere. Lauren, raise your hand and let me know where you're at on this line here. Raise your hand by pressing 1, because you've been trying to get in and you're asking me questions, so I want to put you on the air so we can answer your question. Lauren, I think you're calling from a 917 area code. If that's you, press 1, and then we'll put you in the call group. Lauren wants to know what makes us different from other mastermind groups. Lauren, are you chicken? You don't want to talk on the air now? You're on Facebook talking to me?
Well, to answer her question, Angela, I think all of us have compassion. We're spiritually grounded, some more than others, okay? I know Angela has helped me with my spiritual life. We're very family-oriented. Our families are very important to us. You know, Rufus's beautiful wife, Val, and their 2 children. Angela's got, 9 brothers and sisters and multiple nieces and nephews. But also, we're concerned about our extended family, our community, our schools. That helps to really make us a good group, because we do have so much in common. We all of us do some sort of speaking. Angela and Rufus do it professionally. I just do it mostly for work. But that helps that we have that in common. And we're focused on, you know, when Angela is successful, Rufus is successful, I'm just as happy as if it happened for me. And I know that they care about me and my goals, and vice versa. And so that makes us unique. Also, we're always looking at different things we could do. What book can we read as a group? Next year, our whole focus for the entire year is going to be on health. You know, the 3 of us, how can we all be healthier? We may set a goal in terms of how much weight we want to lose. We want to make sure there are certain doctor's appointments that are made and so forth. There are times where at the end of the call, or we just say Friday is going to be about prayer, the things that we've been focused on, wishing for, planning for, dreaming about, because you got to dream big. Let's pray for those things, and that makes us unique. And believe you me, the prayers have been answered because the 3 of us are agreeing on those things, and we're seeing them, or we're believing them. So there are a lot of things that make us unique, but the fact that we really love and are supportive of each other is probably the number one thing, at least in my opinion.
Exactly. And from an organizational standpoint, I think that's where the question originated from. What makes IMA different from other mastermind organizations is that it's not just all about money for us. Success is more than money. It's living healthy, living whole. So that's why we mastermind as an organization in 10 areas of our life, and 2 of them being, what are you doing to give back to your community civically? What are you doing? All of us have to have goals. I'm just signed up. Beatrice was in very heavily involved in the to elect Barack Obama campaign. Now I'm in the reelect Barack Obama campaign. Plus, I'm involved in an organization in the community that I grew up in. So we have civic goals. So it's not just about how much money you can make and how many books you can write. It's about how can you as a person be whole and how you can help other people. So that's what makes IMA. It's 10 areas of your life. Beatrice gave them earlier. We'll try to post them on the IMA page with the 10 areas of our life that we mastermind in. And then, you know, giving back. And one of the new goals, it used to be 9 in the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, is creativity. Opening up your mind for creativity and setting goals to become creative. So those are the things, what Beatrice said, plus that we're not just about money. It's about each of us being holistic individuals and succeeding at life in its entirety. You know, it makes no sense to make all this money, to sell 10 million widgets and have a lot of money, and then you have no one to share it with. You're still lonely and you're miserable. So with that being said, because we are running out of time, no one else raised their hand. They don't want to share their, no one else wants to give the challenge or what your one goal is. for next year that you want to share with us live on the air? You still have a few minutes. We want to talk about, we kind of said that, how to be successful in setting goals. Beatrice kind of talked about you got to quantify your goals, you got to have timelines, and you got to have frequencies. So, you know, quantify it. Be really specific about it. Timeline, when will it be completed? And then if it involves how often, like going to the gym for me, I need to go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. I just can't say I'm going to the gym. When are you going to the gym? How often are you going to the gym? That's called action items, how, where, what. So if I need to lose 50 pounds, I want to lose it by, you know, the June 30th of 2012, then how will you do that? I'm going to join the gym. What gym are you going to join, Angela? That's Beatrice there. L.A. Fitness, Beatrice. How often are you going to the gym, Angela? 3 or 4 times a week. How else? I'm going to eat better. I'm going to eat more fruits. I'm going to eat more vegetables. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to take in less white bread and white potatoes. So you got to, you know, really be clear on your goals and then create the action items, because if you don't have a plan to succeed at that goal, what will you do? Fail. Failure to plan means you're planning to fail. So remember that when you're setting your 2012 goals. Don't make resolutions, but set some goals. Then the last thing is staying focused. Beatrice, you want to give them a tip? How can people stay focused when they set these goals for 2012?
Well, putting it in writing. That is what
awesome.
We do as masterminders. We put things in writing. The first thing I did was set goals for the next 25 years, which was not easy. It helps when I, you know, every year when I think about what I accomplished the previous year and what I'd like to do each year. But imagine having a blueprint for the year, the week, the day, and you may not accomplish everything, but you're looking at that list and you're saying, wow, I've accomplished this. What's next? And you're pushing yourself. Also, having someone, you know, or others help you be accountable by sharing what that goal is with the right people, your mastermind partners, who are going to be supportive. Another way, as Angela said, in terms of staying focused, is what are the action steps? Very specifically, how will you set those goals? And, you know, how will you get, I should say, to achieve those goals? And don't let, you know, a temporary setback, you know, a move you away from your goal. You know, you can reset the goal. You can decide, okay, if it's 3 days a week, I may only be able to do 2 days a week, but just do something towards that goal. Don't just say this is a goal and not focus on it and not work towards it every single day.
Awesome. Okay, Rufus, my man, can you give our friends some tips on staying focused and on track as we move to 2011 to 2012 with their upcoming goals?
Other than finding
a little louder, Rufus.
Other than finding two mastermind partners like Beatrice and Angela, this is what I recommend you do, because they keep you on point. They get up in your business. You can't have a thin skin also when you're masterminding, because you're in the mastermind because you need the assistance, so you're open to it. So you can use a vision board. Vision board is a visual representation of the things that you're shooting at and that you want to accomplish. You can also use, remember, in the previous chapter, they talked about auto-suggestion. Because what you need to do is write down your affirmation. You need to put it in a situation, put it in a place, excuse me, where it's commonly displayed, where you can read it twice a day. It also said in the previous chapter that you should read your auto-suggestion or your statement, affirmation statement, 2 times a day, once before you go to bed and once when you wake up early in the morning. So you make these things a part of your present schedule of activities that you do, just like if you take medication, if you go exercise or heavy like this. What I did is it took me about a year. I had about a page and a quarter. It was a page. Then it was 3/4 of a page. Then it was like a half a page. And I was like, man, I'm good. You know, I'm an actor. I can remember lines, but I don't remember all that. I want to just, and I got it down to boom. I got it down to boom, short. And if you want it to be something that is pertinent to where you're trying to go, and if you can get it in your head, like my great grandmother said, once you get it in your head, it's yours, and you can tweak it. You can tweak it to whatever it is, and that keeps you focused. And you become only you can read it and see it and
you see your goals, if you can see it, you can be it. If you can see your goals, but if you can get your goals where you make that statement every day, you know, God is inside of me. My faith is strong. I have divine perfect health. I have divine abundant wealth. I have divine intelligence. I have access to divine wisdom. I have divine access to divine creativity. Everything that I touch, everything that I'm involved in, and everything that I become involved in, thrive and will continue to thrive. That's my core affirmation. I say that multiple times a day, and I can tweak it. I can add to it. Oh, yeah, I won't make $10 million by January 31st, 2012. I can add to it. Oh, yeah, I want to have this kind of, you know, or that kind of, I want to finish this book or what have you like that. So that repetitive feeding your mind and putting that in there and having the visual and the auditory representation combined with your mastermind group, if that doesn't focus you, I don't know what will.
Thanks so much for those tips. We hope, you know, we really hope that something that we've said today will encourage you, one, to join us again next Saturday at 8 a.m., but also that it will encourage you to really get on target to start living the life that you've been dreaming about. And you can only do that through setting goals and achieving goals and making a plan, because having a vision without an action plan is really a daydream or a nightmare. And then having a plan without a vision, that, you know, I'm not sure which is the worst. So you got to have a vision and you got to have a plan. So we're here to help you for the next, we've got four more Saturdays as we come to the end of it. Beatrice, you have anything else to say before we start signing off here today?
Well, I just want to wish everyone out there that's listening a wonderful week of planning, reflection, and thinking about what do I want to accomplish in 2012 and how am I going to go about accomplishing my goals.
Awesome, awesome. Rufus, one last thought before I wrap it up here.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, until you get your mastermind group established or you get a with a mastermind group, read this book with us as we go along. That makes it, you know, that makes it even easier. But make sure you read the chapter, the next chapter, and so that when we talk about imagination and as we're going along, you can do this thing. We're walking the dog.
And we won't even be getting imagination next week. We're going to really, I want them to go get the book, and we're going to finish out chapter four. There's so much good information in chapter four. So we'll be continuing in chapter four, specialized knowledge, on next Saturday. Go ahead, Rufus.
And so walk through this book with us. You got three people here who are willing to hold your hand, and I know sometimes it talks about it. It talks about in the book and what it talks where it says that a lot of times we have these shortcomings and we feel like we don't have, you know, what it takes. And it talks to us, you know, that not only the fact that we quit a lot, that, you know, that's a huge factor, but it also talks to, it says about that a lot of times people have an inferiority complex because of their lack of education or what have you like that. But the beautiful thing about it is it says, you know, people sometimes go through life suffering from inferiority complex because they are not men or women of education. You have a mastermind group right here with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All righty. So guess what? Beatrice already said it. You're 28 days from the new year. Why not begin masterminding now and be on track to accomplishing your 2012 goals? We want to remind you of our IMA, International Mastermind Annual Meeting of the Minds. It will be Friday, January 6th, and Saturday, January 7th, at the Embassy Suites in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida, right down here down south. The rooms are $109 per night, and the registration is $75, including your breakfast and lunch on that Saturday. After the 17th, on January the 18th, that's a Sunday, the prices go up. I don't know what the prices are, but they do go up. So please get your register now. You can go to our website, www.internationalmasterminders.com. Register there and buy into this great price of $75. And next week, if you go there, it also has a link to the hotel. But we also have the hotel information so that you can we can give that to you so you can call and make your hotel reservation. So join us again. Oh, the Youth Mastermind conference call line number tomorrow for their meeting, 712-432-1620. 712-432-1620. 432-1620. Their access code is 926-634. And their Blog Talk Radio show is on Sundays as well. Same phone number as this great number you just called in. And also, lock this number in. So next Saturday, all you got to do at 8 o'clock is hit it and call us and join us for our Blog Talk Radio show. So please, we'll post all of this information on the International Mastermind Association. If you're not a friend of ours, on our page, International Mastermind Association, go like our page and join us and see what the activity that's going on there. So join us next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we continue to discuss Chapter 4, Specialized Knowledge, and how it can help you be successful in achieving your goals and in life in general. We are the Anointed Masterminders, our group leaders, Beatrice Lewis Saint, my brother and friend, Rufus Curry Jr., author of The One Week Gig. We're here. We're with IMA. And we thank each of you for joining us this Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday and a wonderful week. And until next week, we say goodbye. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.